creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
You keep talking.
Okay, so yeah, we have so much to talk about. So how long ago was New Orleans?
Oh, God.
How many weeks?
That was in August, so it's at least five,
we
6 weeks.
We haven't even talked about that yet.
We can talk a bit about it.
Well, I just want to say I think they should change the venue. And as much as I love Vegas.
You mean change from New Orleans?
To go to New Orleans every year.
I think everybody had an awesome time.
It seemed to be more homo-friendly than
Oh, there's the dog,
Vegas.
Of course. Cooper's still here. Well, I don't
considering
know
the stories I heard about the gay bars.
Do you have any questions about them?
I have some questions about a pool table and Big Fatty, but best that I don't know.
That was before we got there, and I don't think it was much of a
best
secret.
Best that I don't know.
That was the night that you and I went out to dinner with Adam.
Yes.
Big Fatty met a gentleman and climbed up on the pool table and said, yes! And then it's, yes! And then it's, yes!
Oh,
and it went on for a while, and it got difficult because they asked him not to do that again because everybody he was with was retching and throwing up, and that poor guy who works behind the counter had to come out with the mop while Big Fatty was, you know, Big Fatty, as a Southern gentleman, was trying to heal racial relations, if you get my drift.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think Big Fatty was a reparation for some bad things the Southerners did.
Yeah, best I don't know.
Poor Big Fatty.
No,
it's sad we're slowly turning into him.
I haven't had a gentleman caller for the longest time.
You have options.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty met a gentleman and climbed up on the pool table and said, yes!
Yeah, best I don't know.
Poor Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2953. Oh, BFO for right. Day, the 24th of May, 2019. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna talk about the quiz programs a little bit. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's time for Big Fatty's 12 Days of Crema Prize Giveaway. And now here's your host, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, this was a promotion Big Fatty did many years ago. Y'all, I believe I had come up with a calendar. Big Fatty, is that like mocking calendar? Well, it could have been with pictures of Big Fatty on it. Y'all, I had about a dozen or of them, maybe about 20 of them printed up. I think some of the number one fans got it and gave away the other ones. Yes, Big Fatty. It's crema time, and Big Fatty's got some old-fashioned crema music that maybe you haven't heard in a while, or maybe not at all. So sit back and enjoy. And y'all, the reason I'm doing all kinds of crema stuff today is because tomorrow is the 25th, and it'll be 7 months until crema.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
This weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's going to be a big cake. It is. Y'all, the first one, I have met both of, I've met all these people that are having celebrations this weekend. The first two I've met at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, and Last year in Nolens, y'all, the first one you heard her at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's the Mad Dingo herself, and y'all, it's that Wendy Cameron. Oh, Big Fatty, we love that Wendy Cameron, it's true. She's just browbeaten. Browbeaten like almost to the point of a Myron browbeating by the old gal, but anyway, not quite. But y'all, Wendy, just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty, and she's got some honking jugs too. Honking jugs, Big Fatty. What am I talking about? And y'all are speaking of honking jugs. Y'all are. Next celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, this is gonna be somebody that old Crooked Hat's gonna see here pretty soon, and within the next month, y'all. I don't remember his other persona, but y'all, it is none other than the lovely and talented Tim in Alaska. Oh, Big Daddy, we love Tim in Alaska, and y'all, Tim in Alaska always does a crema letter and everything. Y'all, it's just lovely, and y'all, then on Saturday. Y'all, we have someone that Big Fatty met had an anniversarium earlier this week. Y'all, it's that Jimmy Bam. Oh, Big Fatty, it's too bad we don't have a Friday kerfuffle from him. No, we don't have one from him, but we do have a Friday kerfuffle today. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's up there, lives on the compound with Danbury Jr. and the Flobfo. Y'all, he's been in Kansas, Big Fatty, this week, drinking beer and eating hot chicken. Y'all, it's Brian and Danbury. Oh, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Wendy or Tim or Jimmy Mayer or Brian and Danbury, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and lots of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
And y'all, speaking of honking jugs again, Big Fatty, can we not speak of it again? It's an anniversarium on Sunday. Y'all, this person I met for the very first time down there in the Nolens this past year. I don't know if he's going to make it this year or not, but y'all, I know he has, he had a very memorable evening at the Rawhide. Big Fatty, who didn't? Well, that's true. Even the demure Mr. Cackle had quite the evening observing anyway, Big Fatty, mistaking the pool table for a special chair, something like that. But y'all, it is Adam. It is Adam of the Foul Monkeys, the Stinky Orangutans Anniversarium. On Sunday, and I'm sure that they'll do something special. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure it'll involve going out to a homosexual establishment and maybe something behind a dumpster along the side alley. Big Fatty, nothing says happy anniversary like that.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. So, as I told you yesterday, they decided they're going to be releasing my mother from the physical therapy facility this coming Wednesday. And so, y'all, I've made my decision that I'm going to Hatlanta on Sunday. That's my youngest brother's birthday also. And anyway, that's kind of where I am right now. Now, I did get a call on the cellular telephonic device on Thursday morning because my brother and sister-in-law, who are the first point of contact, they have gone to see their daughter down in Tejas for the weekend. And y'all, my mother tried to get out of the bed on a Wednesday morning, ended up on the floor. She was not hurt. You know, she just thinks that, you know, she can do whatever she wants. And y'all, we keep telling you, you cannot do this by yourself. But it's evidently, according to Granny, this is, you know, kind of a standard thing. So, y'all, she, like I say, not hurt, but... anyway, so we'll see what the future holds when I'm in Atlanta next week. Yes, Big Fatty, it's gonna be a roller coaster. I wonder if it'll do those loopy loops.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty online. I just realized this could have been a memory lane segment because I don't play this that often anymore. But y'all, that Michael Cantaloupe, formerly of the QCast Connecticut and the QCast Connection, he made this up for Big Fatty. And y'all, I used to play this when I would go down into the Fat Cave to talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty, I usually had breaking news to break it up, to make it a little shorter. It's true, I did. Yes, Big Fatty.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, talking about the quiz programs, you know, that Evan Ayers, you know, he is the Survivor Savant. Y'all, he put something on the Twitty today saying, I can't believe blah, 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 blah are already playing the Survivor. And y'all, I'm going, wait a minute. Those are people who have played before. I thought this upcoming season was new people that were just going to be mentored. And y'all, they're already recording of the season of Survivor that'll be shown next spring in 2020. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's going to be an all-star season of all of, I believe it's only of folks that have won the Survivor. But y'all, a lot of these people that they say won, I don't even know who the hell they are. But anyway, so that's kind of interesting. Y'all, looking now at the big run. Y'all, they had back-to-back episodes on Wednesday night of it. And y'all, that I cannot stand that Rachel. You know, she played on The Big Brother and has been on The Big Run twice, I think. And y'all, she's just... y'all, and she's still on it. And it just makes me mad. But y'all, that'll be coming to an end here pretty soon. Because y'all, it will be getting into the summer of summer... quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of memory lane, that y'all, this is real old music from the Big Brother app. But y'all, the Big Brother app, premiere date has been announced. It's going to be on June the 25th, which is a Tuesday, which probably means that the the folks in the house will go into the house the weekend of the 15th and the 16th, the weekend before Pride 48 June weekend. And y'all will have more information about the house and the people that are going to be in it and all as we get a little bit closer, but y'all go ahead and put that on your mark and calendar for June the 25th of the Big Brother. Big Fatty, I've already got it on there. It's written right there by Honkin' Jug. Big Fatty, always honking jugs on Big Brother. Big. Gussie, y'all, now, do you recognize that music? Yes, McFaddy, how could we not recognize it? Oh, yes. Y'all, that is the music from Pressure Luck. And y'all, that's a quiz program that was on back in, I want to say, probably the 90s. And it had the whammy on it. And y'all, it's coming back. You know, the ABC has brought back the match game and the pyramid and the to tell the truth. Y'all, they're bringing back Pressure Luck and Cod Shocks this summer. And y'all, they are going to debut on the 12th of June. Big Fatty will be here before you know it. It's true. It will be here before you know it. And y'all, then they've got two new quiz programs that are going to debut the week after that. It's called, one of them is called Holy Moly. And y'all, it's some sort of putt-putt competition. I don't know how you can have a putt-putt competition as a quiz program, but anyway. And y'all, then the next one is the Family Food Fight. Big Fatty, like Family Feud, except it's food. And well, I guess, y'all, I don't really understand that one either, but anyway, that debuts on June the 20th. And then, of course, the 25th, like I've already mentioned, it's the Big Brother Big Fatty Quiz Program Summer is just around the corner. It's true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got this e-letter from Patrick Plain, Woodhaven, yesterday. And y'all, I just got to tell you this. It says, Big Fatty, I was at a mandatory HR meeting at work this morning, and a topic of reasonable and unreasonable requests from staff came up. An example that was brought up was that an employee might request to work from home 5 days a week when that same employee might be satisfied if he were just given a special chair. Big Fatty! And that oftentimes the special chair makes all the difference in the world. Big He says, Fatty, it was all I could do to retain my composure in that conference room full of bigwigs. Sitting directly across from me was a guy who had recently argued a case in front of the Supreme Court. I barely held it together, even though I agreed with the presenter that I had no doubt that a special chair could make all the difference in the world. Big Fatty, that's a good one! Oh, Owner Gussie, y'all, there's a follow-up to this Patrick Plain story. Y'all, on Thursday morning, he sends me a picture, and it says, Big Fatty, as if hydrogen was listening to us, this morning I was presented in my office with a new special chair, and it has indeed made my day. Big Fatty, that doesn't look like yours. Well, you know, not as special as yours, true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, that you heard the kids from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, and Joey and Wendy, how do you think Big Fatty's going to spend his Memorial Day?
Big Fatty met a gentleman and climbed up on the pool table and said, yes!
Best I don't know.
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, no, that's in New Orleans. Wendy, you can meet a gentleman caller there.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.